the Sfasemes in the sixth parasha talks about the parasha of the Mesis. So the person comes to the individual and says, do the Avodah Zarah. So the Torah says that you have to give him in. You should not cover for him. You should not have any mercy on him. So you have to change your world from being an oihev to being a sonei. And it's a person who it's the closest, one of his closest relatives, and he has a tremendous love for. And the person has an isoyan of changing from being an oihev to being a sonei. So he says it's a person has to prepare himself to be able to do this. It's not something which is going to come naturally. The person has to work on themselves that to have such an aversion to the world of Avera that when the opportunity presents itself, his reaction is Sina. So he says that we can take from there a mushal to understand how we're supposed to relate to the Yetzirah. Yetzirah is coming and offering us to do an Avera. Our reaction should be a feeling of Sina. So homiletically, he says, the pasuk says ki harag targeno, that through the process of having a sinner for the Yetzirah, you're going to destroy the Yetzirah in yourself. At least in that specific area, the Yetzirah will be destroyed. Then he says a fascinating thing. He says yotchati b'berishinu b'yad kolam v'acharinu. So again, taking this to refer to the Yetzirah, not to the human being who's coming and being maces. Take it referring to the Yetzirah. We can understand, he says, that the Yetzirah comes and by, through the process of Kiharag Targanu, by you deciding that you have this Sina and therefore killing him, not only will you eradicate him from yourself, but since Kol Yisrael Revim Zeh B'Zeh, when one individual in Kol Yisrael is elevated and is able to remove some of the Ra, it removes the Ra in every member of Kol Yisrael. So this is that the Yetzirah will no longer have this in this specific Aveira, this ability that the Yetzirah's, the grip that he has on Klal Yisrael, not only will it be eradicated from this individual, it'll be weakened in every member of Klal Yisrael. So if a person has a reaction that he controls himself and doesn't do an Aveira, that's not what we're talking about. This person's reaction, recognizing that what the Yetzirah is doing is horrible, it's terrible, it's destructive, it's the antithesis of what he wants in his life, what the person wants in their life, to the point that the reaction to the Yetzirah is that they hate the Yetzirah. Why are you doing this to me? I don't want this. And he refuses to do it out of this feeling of total reviling the Yetzirah's attempt. That's declaring that it's not part of his being in any way, shape, or form. So that will weaken it in all of Klal Yisrael. So he says this is a tremendous chizuk to every Oved Hashem, that he knows that every time he's able to overcome the Yetzirah in this way, he's going to weaken the Kayach of the Yetzirah in all of Klal Yisrael according to the level of the Nisoyan. So the greater the Nisoyan that the Yetzirah presents to me, and the more I'm able to overcome that Nisoyan and create this reaction, that much more I'm going to weaken the Yetzirah's power. So a person is presented with a tremendously difficult Nisoyan, he has to understand that he's also given at the same time a tremendous kayach, not only vis-a-vis himself, but vis-a-vis changing the playing field for all of Klal Yisrael. So he says that's a tremendous chizuk for a person who's an Eved Hashem to remember that he has this tremendous opportunity in his hands, which he can really help all of the world to overcome this difficulty. We look at the different Nisoyanos which present themselves in our day and age, and to realize how as much as they're challenging, the greater the challenges, the more the greater the opportunity is to really help everybody overcome this. It's a tremendous chizuk. Have a good Shabbos.